Our Old Testament scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 7. In your Bibles, it's on page 591. It's where it starts. Isaiah 7, beginning with verse 10 and reading through verse 16. I've got two pages stuck up here. All right, got it. Verse 10 of chapter 7. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted."
Our gospel reading for this morning will come from the Gospel of Matthew. We'll be reading from chapter 1 of Matthew's Gospel, verses 18 through 25. It is found on page 835 of your pew Bibles. So this time, let us listen to God's word for us. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, 'Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.' When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus." It's the word of the Lord. We have just a few more days to go, a few more days before Christmas, and one of the things that I would just like to leave you with as you go out and go about your activities in these remaining days in Advent, just one word to think about, and that word is what you heard in both of our readings this morning, and that word is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. We're reminded that God breaks into our world not simply to save us and to redeem us, but God comes into our world to be with us, to share in the human predicament. Part of the problem, of course, is that we human beings can be quite uncongenial. We can be hurtful to one another. We can be selfish. We can be unthoughtful. We can be quite exasperating. It's hard sometimes to be with us. But we are reminded that God is with us, no matter how difficult we might be. Sometimes it's hard for us to be with those, even with those that we love and care about and who we are most intimate with. Indeed, sometimes it's the very people that we are intimate with that makes it all the more difficult to be with them. Those of you who have been married for any length of time know how difficult it is to be with someone. That's why we, in the Christian marriage ceremony, we have that little section in there that says, "For better and for worse, for richer, for poorer, during sickness and in health. We have that in there not because it's romantic, but because we know how difficult it is to be with one another. Sometimes I think that it's much easier to do something for someone. We like to do something for someone, especially if we can do it from a distance. We don't have to be vulnerable. We don't have to be subject to the messiness of their lives. It's easier for us to do something for someone sometimes. We all know of parents who do things for their children, sometimes even many things for their children, a lot of things for their children, and it's all good. Doing something for someone is good, but sometimes what people need is for someone to be with them. I was thinking about that young man, that 14, 15-year-old that's been in the news, who was responsible for killing four people, young man who had almost everything that one could imagine. His parents had given him everything except perhaps the gift of being with him, being with someone, being with one another. God with us. When I was in my other church in Atlanta, there was a man and one of the members, a retired gentleman, an engineer, who was putting up a bird feeder in his yard, and he slipped and fell and hit his head on the gas meter and for many weeks was unconscious. In fact, I didn't believe that he was ever going to be able to come out of that state, but miracles do happen, and he did come out of that state of unconsciousness. But he was a different person before. He was quiet and kind of taciturn. But now in church, he was very animated. When he sung in the choir, he seemed to have a very bubbling personality, a whole different kind of personality. But there was also a dark side. He could get very agitated, very irritated quite easily. And I used to feel sorry for his wife because she had to be with him during times when those of us in the church did not have to be there. She was there with him night and day, taking care of him. And it was something that was not easy. But being with people is not easy, especially when people are going through difficult periods in their lives. Being with people who are sick, being with people who need our help, being with people when they're going through difficulties, being with people when they themselves are difficult, being with people. Sometimes doing things for people, that's human. We all have this tendency to want to do things for people, but sometimes being with people is divine. Being with people is godly. God comes into our midst, not simply to do something for us, but he comes into our midst to be with us. Not because we're easy people to get along with, but for the very reason that we are difficult. God comes close to us to be with us, and we know what we did. We subjected him to all of our messiness, but he comes into our midst to be with us. So in these few remaining days, as we await for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let us remember that word, Emmanuel, God with us.